KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Wonderfully Made Special Needs Conference is coming up soon. If you heard us talk about that Encounter in the past, it's going to be bigger and better than ever this year. And to talk about it is Doc Hunsley, who is Executive Director and Founder of SOAR Special Needs. And the Wonderfully Made Conference is a part of that. And Elizabeth Barnett is Special Needs Ministry Resident and Director of this conference. Welcome to Encounter.
Thank you.
Well, you all have come a long way since you started SOAR Special Needs several years ago, haven't you, Doc?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe you could give people a thumbnail sketch about what SOAR Special Needs is all about and the significance of the name SOAR Special Needs.
Sure. Happy to. So SOAR stands for Special Opportunities, Abilities, and Relationships. And SOAR is an independent nonprofit, 501c3, and we transform the lives of special families by empowering them to be able to soar in their local and faith communities. And we help answer the three main questions that every family with disability has. The first question is, will my child ever be able to provide for themselves? Second question is, who's going to take care of my child once I'm gone? And then the third question is, who's going to take care of me as a parent or a caregiver? And SOAR answers all three of those questions with our current and our future programming.
So important that those questions are answered as the rate of disability goes up in our nation, Doc.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it is estimated right now. Current numbers are for children. One out of every six children in the United States today has special needs or diabetes or disabilities. And so, but I'm hearing those numbers are about to be increased from the CDC, and the new number is probably going to be one out of every five kids. And the other amazing thing with that, for every one child you see who you can identify as being disabled or having special needs, there's another four children who have what are known as hidden disabilities, where they're disabled, you just don't know it. Maybe they're intellectual disabilities or other things along those lines. And so it's pretty rampant throughout the United States. On top of that, for adults, the current rate for disability is one out of every five adults with a disability. So it is very prevalent everywhere we turn. And so we're happy to serve everyone with disabilities, all ages, all diagnoses, all severities. Our current age range is birth to 72 years of age. And then that's the whole reason that we're doing this conference, is just to be able to help fill the tool belt for parents and for caregivers, and then for churches and organizations working with individuals with disabilities.
Tool belts are so important as you go through life anyway. But when you have a child with a disability or a spouse with a disability, those tool belts are even more greatly needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we have to constantly be refilling those tool belts with the latest information and learning how we can be the most effective parent, how we can be the most effective leader in working with individuals with disabilities. I'm also a parent, and, you know, my son had Dravet syndrome and autism, and I'm also a pediatrician. But when my son was born, I wasn't given a instruction manual on how to take care of an individual with disabilities. It's something that you learn through love and trial and error. And, you know, I always tell everyone, you don't have to be an expert in working with individuals with disabilities. You only have to be able to answer one question. And that one question is, can you be a friend? And we can train you on everything else. And that's just it for parents. You know, parents learn as they go. And there's nothing to be scared of. Individuals with disabilities, they're creating the image and likeness of God. They're wonderful individuals, and they have so much to offer. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't work or help individuals with disabilities, you are missing out on the blessings that they they bestow on you when you work with them.
The Wonderfully Made Special Needs Conference, I've been a part of it for the past 3 years, looking forward again to being a part this year. What are some of the things planned in those tracks?
Yeah, we have a track for both ministry leaders and for families. So those that are serving individuals with special needs in those different capacities. So for our ministry leaders, we want to equip them to be able to serve the families that are going to be coming to their church. And so we're able to help them, whether they're just starting their ministry or they've had a ministry going for a really long time and they want to be able to strengthen it. We have talks on, you know, curriculum and how to equip your volunteers and how to have changes since the pandemic. And then for our families, we want to be able to inspire them and then also provide them with some really practical insights. So we have talks that range from those on IEPs to financial planning and making special needs trust to talks on marriages and just talks on how to take care of yourself in light of caring for an individual with a disability. So our tagline is to provide strength for today and hope for tomorrow, and we do that through the conference.
Provide strength for today and hope for tomorrow. Are you looking for some of that strength today? Do you feel like you're like just going to fall apart because you don't have the answers you've been praying for? And you need hope for tomorrow to realize that your child with a disability can succeed and that you as a parent can succeed with that child in helping them grow in their relationship with Christ. This conference might be for you, and it might be for you if you're looking for tools for your Sunday school class. Maybe you'd like to start a special needs Sunday school class at your church and you don't have a clue on how to start or where to start.
We offer a virtual conference that's going to be October 25th through the 29th. You can get a lot of good insight no matter where you're at. You can tune in and get the opportunity to connect with our speakers and connect with other attendees. And we also have this really cool VIP package where you can have access to all of our talk, family and ministry, for a whole year. And so that's something that we are really, really excited about. And also throughout that VIP package, we're going to be adding more talks throughout the year so you can continue to be equipped and empowered for your journey.
Lots of tools there at the Wonderfully Made Special Needs Conference. What is one of the most exciting things you are just jumping up and down about to share with people at this year's conference if they've attended one in the past?
I think something that I'm really excited about is we have over 90 speakers. So we have a lot of different speakers, a lot of different insights. But we have a lot of speakers that have a disability themselves, and we have a lot of self-advocates that are speaking. And so they are really excellent about being able to just kind of shape our mindset on disability and have really good insight on how to lead our families, how to lead our ministries. We have one of our keynotes is going to be a panel of families. So we have three different parents and their children that are impacted by different disabilities, and they're talking through what it looks like for them to be a self-advocate and what it looks like for them to advocate for their child and what their strengths and abilities are to just be able to recognize that all of these individuals are wonderfully made. And so that's something that we are really, really excited to be able to showcase and highlight.
We are fearfully and wonderfully made, as the Lord reminds us.
Absolutely. Plenty of different things that honestly will be able to fit everybody. And we've got a lot of different ones that we've had before. If you're a ministry leader, we've got talks for you from just how to start a ministry all the way to veteran leaders and helping them in that. Again, parents, we've got things including helping you with your marriage, dealing with the siblings, helping you with your child, just so many different areas. How to work with IEPs, special needs trusts, list goes on and on. So I promise you there truly is something for everybody, and it's going to be an amazing conference, and you need to be a part of it.
And I'm going to be part of it. I'm doing a little workshop on living blind in an eye-centered world. So you won't want to forget if you're signing up for the conference, sign up for my session as well. Wonderfully Made Family Conference coming up soon. And what are the dates on that again?
We have October 25th through the 29th on our virtual conference, which you can access from anywhere.
We'd love to have you, participate with us. And you can register now. Registration is open. Just go to our conference website, which is Wonderfully Made KC, just the initials, KC, like Kansas City, .com. WonderfullyMadeKC.com. Or you could go to SOAR Special Needs, S-O-A-R, SOARSpecialNeeds.org, and that'll also link you to our conference webpage. But we'd love to have you be there. Invite your family. Invite your friends. It is going to be an amazing conference, and you do not want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. I've been a part of it each year, and it is truly a wonderful time of not only fellowship with other people who are involved with disabilities or have disabilities, but just a time of realizing that with God, all things are possible, and meeting so many people that have different disabilities, just opening your eyes to brand new adventures and journeys with others. Well, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Doc Hunsley and Elizabeth Barnett have been with me to talk about the Wonderfully Made Special Needs Conference. Again, the two websites where they can go to register, Doc?
It's wonderfullymadekc.com or soarspecialneeds.org.
And look into the other programs they have besides the conference as well. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Encounter, and you've heard it right here. I'm Judy Redlich. Check out more of my interviews at judyredlich.com. That's judyredlich.com. Or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.